Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're looking at short-term rentals to see what market conditions are best suited to this product type. In addition, some critics are zeroing in on a legal gray zone in the world of residential tenancies, short-term rentals, hotel stays, and medium-term rentals. The world of short-term rentals has been suffering a growth in supply and a fall in occupancy in many major markets. Phoenix and Las Vegas are among those cities that have suffered the most, but any market follows the laws of supply and demand. The bright spots are those cities where constraints on supply are being imposed through regulation. Without constraints on supply, the sharing economy will continue to attract new entrants until the revenue falls to a level of tolerable pain and nobody's making any money. The classic example is that there's no constraint on adding another vehicle to the fleet of Uber drivers. Supply can grow unconstrained. And so it is with short-term rentals. Airbnb is reporting an increase in revenue of 20% in Q1 compared with a year earlier, and it marks the company's first profitable first quarter in its history. Active listings are up 18% on the platform, and the actual number of bookings is up 19%, so overall these numbers sound healthy. But the company also warned that second quarter will be strong, but won't be as strong compared with the pandemic rebound experienced in the second quarter of 2022. The stock took a 10% hit on that announcement. Overall, the market for short-term rentals remains robust. Cross-border stays were up 35% compared with a year earlier. Occupancies across the platform are up also compared with a year earlier as travel continues to rebound. But the experiences for hosts, they vary widely. Some cities like Toronto, Canada, are reporting occupancies near 70%, far above the industry average for short-term rentals. Toronto's also one of those cities where the municipal government has moved to cut back the number of short-term rentals. It's well understood that short-term rentals have the potential to be more lucrative to owners than long-term rentals. It makes sense. Renting by the day will be at a higher rate than renting by the month or by the year. This philosophy applies to so many things. Renting a parking space by the hour will obviously be at a more expensive rate than renting that same parking space by the year. The City of Toronto put restrictions on rentals less than 28 days. There are more than 12,000 listings on the Airbnb website for accommodations with a minimum stay of at least 28 days. Stays below 28 days are subject to a 4% accommodation tax. That's similar to the tax that hotels pay for nightly stays. Long-term rentals are governed by the Residential Tenancies Act, which dictates the rights and responsibilities of both landlords and tenants. The law defines what a landlord can collect in terms of rent, the notice periods for termination of a lease, and the treatment of evictions, and so on. But what happens when the stay falls into that legal gray zone? How can you ask a tenant to give a landlord 2 months' notice to vacate when the stay is only 30 days in length? Doesn't really seem to make sense. So the Residential Tenancies Act doesn't quite apply in those cases, and this is definitely in the legal gray zone. What happens to someone when they stay in a short-term rental for 10 months? How about 12 months or maybe 16 months? There's no lease. It's still classified as a maybe medium-term rental, and the owner can terminate at pretty much any time. A lot of jurisdictions are grappling with these issues. But it's not just Toronto. There are other cities across North America, cities across the U.S., where investing in short-term rentals also seems to make sense. Nashville is one of those locations. The average short-term rental in Nashville brings in just under $4,000 a month in income, and the occupancy is averaging 56% across the market. That means the better-run properties are doing much better than average, and visitors definitely love to come to Nashville. In fact, Nashville has replaced Las Vegas as the number one destination in the United States for bachelorette parties. The live music scene makes it a great destination, and short-term rental is a desirable product for that kind of celebration. Still, the city has also taken steps to try and regulate the industry. Like Toronto, short-term stays are required to be licensed, and owners are required to remit hotel tax to the city. Failure to meet the operating guidelines means that the operating license is at risk. Nashville achieved visitor records in 2022, and according to hotel data analytics firm STR, they're expected to get in excess of 15 million visitors this year, a 10% increase over 2022. It's those cities that have taken the steps to curtail the numbers that, oddly enough, represent some of the best investment opportunities. If the city moves to ban things outright, well, that's clearly a problem for short-term rental owners. but raising the bar will push out the weaker players and those who are not serious about being in the business. Some short-term rental owners might complain about the increased bureaucracy and the government interference, but the evidence shows conclusively that those markets with the tightest supply and the highest hotel room rates also make for the best short-term rental opportunities. But before you go out and make a huge investment in a property, you want to conduct your research using data analytics tools like AirDNA to truly understand the market dynamics, the seasonality, and the various property types. Just be careful not to base your business case on operating in the legal gray zone. Eventually, that hole will get plugged. Legislators will figure out what constitutes a short-term rental, a medium-term rental, and a long-term rental. They will figure out when the Residential Tenancies Act applies. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.